You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to episode 10 of Surviving the Mind. This is the All Ladies episode. With me today, we have...
Ladies get in free.
Hold on. No, this ain't that. This is my show today. So,
boy,
we have with us today...
Brittany, hello.
Instagram name.
Oh, you can follow me at Brie Latisse on Instagram.
Go ahead. Kiwana and Keenor.
You a joke.
She means she got it today.
Mrs. Matt.
Don't do that. Just
that
stop
is
crying.
Kim. My Instagram is Brown Sugar Bay.
Okay.
Misha, you know, at Love and Basketball _ period.
You really sticking with it?
Yes, she said Brown Sugar, so I'm going to say Love and Basketball, the movie.
Oh, my God.
But I was saying, Kiwana, you won. Like, I had, like, 25 people DM me Keenor. I was like, dang, Kiwana, okay. People love her. Look
Shout
at God.
So that was rigged.
How was it rigged?
Because
your people
wasn't
room for
the
you.
Best.
Your people wasn't room for you.
You were the second best. That's why you're the host.
I voted for you.
I heard that, actually. Okay.
That's why you're the host. Because you was the second
best. I didn't
even
vote. I didn't vote at all.
Talking about rigged. And I voted for you.
I don't think, you're the only person that was the option that voted for. No, I'm sorry. Brian did too. But y'all two the only people that were options.
Vote for
him.
Hey, if I would have voted, I would have definitely voted
him and Trisha. Him and Trisha.
Oh my God, definitely. That is so crazy. I was like, can I vote more than once?
I didn't say y'all couldn't vote for nobody else either.
I just didn't even think to vote. But we're gonna kick this off with question number one. These are questions that have been sent in from other people, other men, I believe. So, question one is: why don't you all think you all cheat as much as we do?
Women cheat more than men, I believe.
I definitely agree to that. We just a little bit more.
Or it's the same. Oh, we just, we better covering up. Yes.
That's why I didn't ask, like, as I said this question, because I don't agree with the question, but.
Way more discreet than y'all.
Yeah.
Women definitely cheat more than
y'all
men.
Think if
I disagree.
Not,
you disagree?
Really?
We're loyal.
Y'all always going to lose that game. Honestly.
What?
But
no.
It's not
you lose what
game? Y'all always going to lose that cheating game.
No.
Always.
Like, I think guys more, they like, y'all more out with it. Females, they can be having another whole relationship for a whole year and don't
be
even
out
know.
With it.
Three whole boyfriends.
You ain't gonna never leave.
But you don't know.
That's
but
thing.
That's because that's the security of it. I may
that's
not
because...
leave, but I got three other side dudes over here. Don't
mess
listen.
Up as I already wanted.
Okay? And then y'all be like, dog, I thought y'all was just friends. Nope.
Y'all gonna lose that game every
women
time.
Women definitely
okay.
cheat
lose
more than
what
men.
Game?
The cheating game.
Okay.
Seeing that we cheat more or we cheat less.
Who cheat better?
Who cheat better?
Oh, well, I don't look at it like that.
Yeah,
but.
Females, because other females get messy with males and they end up blowing the male cover.
So really, we help y'all cheat then. We make y'all better cheaters. Because men are better side dudes than women are.
You said what?
Men are better side dudes than women
okay,
are side dudes.
Well, it depends on the man. Because some
I
of these men begin to size themselves. They think their position is more than what it is.
Well,
like,
then
baby,
it depends on the woman, too. I've definitely exactly. been a sure. great side chick. Like, I ain't going to blow your spot up or nothing. Even if I see you, I'm going to act like I don't even know you.
No, really. Like, who is that? Like, I don't know him.
It's called playing your role.
Some
you got to learn how to play your
role.
Some don't. They sure don't.
That's on both sides.
Even when you have a discussion, they still don't know. What the role consists of.
That's probably why I get cheated on, because I've been a side chick to so many relationships.
God
said
no.
Like, you reaping your
harvest. Well, you know what? It's crazy how some people feel like they're not even a side chick. Mm. Like, you do not know that you're not the side chick. I didn't know I was not a... I didn't know I was a side chick.
You always gotta know.
You can pee.
I wasn't.
You gotta know.
I did not know until like 6 months. And I'm like, wait, stuff started adding up. No.
You didn't know, Brittany. Why didn't you know?
I didn't know. Like, because he didn't, like, it was
the
stuff. Or he probably was showing the signs, but it was just your judgment was so close.
When did you find out that he was a
child? Okay, so I found out, like, his sister went to jail. But then one time, this girl called his phone and it kept popping up his sister. And I'm like, bro, your sister in jail. So, like, who is this good dude? Then he like, no, this is my cousin. I'm like, this show's sister. Until one time he was asleep And I don't know. No, he had his phone open.
Nothing
so
wrong with that.
He was like, the text messages just started popping open. Like, what are you doing? Are you coming over? And I'm like,
the
no.
The text just popped open, or you was like,
no, no.
I just popped
open.
No, because
he had his phone
preview. Because it kind of previewed.
Yes, he had his thing.
Oh, that's where you mess up.
I'm
never
trying to do that. My preview is not on. His text messages
pop up. Even if it's down, it ain't popping up.
I mean, yes, no, he had his phone like that, and he wanted no phone Gabby. So it was like, yeah, I'm like,
Gabby,
like he went into sales
phone
and stuff
savvy,
like that.
I believe
that. Savvy, oh, excuse me.
I'm thinking you calling names. So her name, yeah.
No, but I had to slip her name to start with a G.
She said it.
A phone savvy. And I'm like, dog.
Y'all gonna ask somebody, Gabby.
You know, I thought she was saying somebody's name. I'm like,
no,
wait,
I had
what?
To slip because her name did start with a G. I
so the census is
Gabrielle? Oh, I know her.
We cheat more. No. And
Glenda?
No.
We cheat better. You didn't even know.
I don't know about that.
A lot of y'all don't be knowing y'all be side chicks. And that's
but
the,
a lot
that's
of dudes
of
don't be knowing that y'all side chicks either.
We not side chicks. That's why we'll never be side
well,
chicks.
Well, you want to put it out there. Y'all don't be knowing that either.
Listen, if a dude let you have a dude, he know.
Oh,
okay.
I
thought
you were going to
say something.
I mean, you don't know unless I tell you.
Okay.
But
because I know I can be real sneaky and real
women, y'all show exactly like
no, everybody
not okay. I'm not gonna say it. Question number two.
Okay, Brian.
All right, Brian. All
can
right,
you Brian. Be in love without having sex?
Yeah. Sometimes it takes you to know a person's mind before you.
You know
but
the
then
body,
sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it don't add up though.
I mean, I think you could be in love with a person without having sex because you're getting to know that person. I mean, that's some marriages are based off that. Like a lot of people, if you listen,
no sex.
I have
two friends married and not have sex.
No, a lot of people sex stops after marriage.
Like, no, like my two. Oh well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying absolutely not. Like, oh no, we about to commence this every single day.
A lot of people go from having sex like every day to like
once a week or twice a month. Yeah,
a lot of people really
want to go to God.
Every 3 days,
and it's really like. That's really
it's
like
not every day.
Gospel, like you should be
that's
doing
crazy.
That in a marriage.
It's in,
like,
it's in the
right
world.
In a marriage.
It's
you
in
should,
the Bible.
It should be every day, like,
but
if not every day, every 3 days. I'm not going on that third day. I mean, I'm
on that third day.
Listen, it's marriage. Every that's
day
how we worship. Okay,
you ain't getting no every day. That's tiring.
Who not?
I bet you I will.
Tired? What?
Listen, bet you I will,
honey. Okay.
This if it ain't more than once
this
a day.
This is what I've been waiting for. I done prayed to God. He done blessed me. So.
If it ain't more than once in a day.
It depends on the person needs, though. Because if you try to have a sexless marriage, that's a lot of times when people start cheating.
I'm not getting married then. Because
then
I've been waiting all
you want
long.
It, he don't want it. So I'm got to give.
You've been waiting all for a year long?
I wait.
But I've been waiting.
All life long. What you say? All life long.
But no, I think you could be in love with somebody without having sex. I know a couple that's been married. I believe this is gonna be a third anniversary, or the third one or fourth one just passed. But all while they were dating, like they didn't have sex.
Yeah, I know a couple too. That
and
that.
I was just asking them. I was like, because they were open and honest. Like, yeah, we not having sex. She was like, I don't want my judgment to be clouded at all. I don't want to think he this good dude because
he good with it.
Because he good with a stroke game good, but really he trash. Like, because it would have some girls like that. Like, definitely. Oh, no, he's the best man. But no, sis, like, he disrespectful. Like, no. So I used to talk to him all the time. Like, how did y'all stay strong? Like, was it temptation? Like,
if I was trying to do that,
do?
I can't be like, we can't be in
not
certain settings.
And they were taking trips. Like, they were taking trips. Like, all that. I was just like,
I could do that.
I said, how was you staying strong?
Cause
yeah, it's gonna have to be two separate rooms. But I don't know.
It can
bro.
Be
we
two separate rooms.
Job,
it takes
bro.
Nothing for me to walk over.
And yeah, we, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You need something
that's
to train.
That's different.
You gotta ask
no, and that's the thing. And that's the thing. I'm not strong enough for that.
She stayed with her mom.
Well, at least you know.
I'm not strong enough for that
at all.
You know your weakness.
I'll be strong enough to do it. Definitely.
Not right
now. We just got to have separate rooms, though.
Not right now.
But I would never do it.
It's going to be a no.
I can't do it. My dad would have a fit.
Go another time with somebody? Yeah.
Or I would do it and not him know.
And not him know?
Or him not know.
Okay.
So when he called, you, what you going to be like, hey, like, where you at? You didn't come home. Oh,
I'll probably be lying, say I was with Corey.
So like, I was, he going to call Corey. Corey going to be like,
you always set me up, bro. This
Corey going to be like, what? Hello?
Like, what? Like,
why you couldn't tell me? Up. Oh, yeah.
She don't even give me, like, a heads up.
I do text you. I do text him. One time I was like, hey, I might do something stupid. And that was a heads up.
But then she played too much, because then she'd be playing, saying something, and I'm like, hey, I don't know when to believe her. Like, so she played too much.
Just always be ready.
No, you play too much. Stop playing. Because when you really need it, I'm gonna be like, you know where she playing.
All my bad things.
Don't lie.
Name one situation where I wasn't.
Don't y'all start.
Girl, question number 3. Is it true in the first 30 minutes of meeting a person, you know if you want to have sex with them or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
First 30 minutes?
Before you approach me. Like, yeah. As you're approaching me, yes.
It depends.
Just from looking at a person, you can tell that you want to do that.
Yes.
Like, so you can't be turned off by the conversation that you have.
I can be turned off as you're walking towards me.
Well, yeah. Like, in the first 30 minutes, you could tell us something stupid.
Yeah, 30 minutes is. But she's saying walking up. Like, no, whoa.
I'm
going to
need you to open your mouth.
Yeah, you got to say something. I got to hear that you're not.
I can just tell.
You know what? You know what?
You're not trash.
I'm going to edit that out, bro. He's going to hell.
I don't know. I could just tell anything. Anybody.
Girl, you getting hot over there. You all right?
No.
I keep thinking my shirt coming down.
It's kind of cool in here. It ain't cool.
I'm real cautious of my shirts.
No, like, it was cold in here.
It'd be too cold.
Did she cut the air off?
I don't know.
I'm still cold.
I don't know. I'm not cold.
I'm okay.
You're warm. Oh, my God.
So everybody said, yeah.
Yes. Only after they open their mouth.
Yeah.
Next question. I don't like this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Would you rather a man have a house or a car? If you had to pick one or the other.
Oh. A car.
A car. You can live in your car.
A house.
Y'all tripping.
No, you can't. You can live in your car. You can't live in your car. But I'd rather you have a car.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going
to
need
if I had to choose.
This day.
If I don't have a house. Like,
I'm just thinking about me. Is that Bree? If I had to choose between, I'm talking about my best friend. I mean your best friend, Bree. Right, I wasn't saying like it was a girl. I can't see all the way over there. I wouldn't anyway. But I'm saying if I had to choose between a house or a car, I would choose a car because I could live in my car and then I can drive my car to go to work to make more money for me to buy a house. If I got a house, I'm always relying on somebody. And that's another thing. If I pick you up, be ready.
Wow.
Oh, be ready.
I'm picking you up. Be at the door. No, not because when I'm still getting dressed.
5 minutes before I'm pulling, I'm already texting you like I'm here. Come outside,
don't be ready.
And then you still your brother was one. Be ready.
You have to tell John, like, not even on your way, like, I'm outside.
I text him, like, 20 minutes. I'm outside.
I have to get Antoine, like, okay, I'll be lying. Antoine, like, I swear I do. I have to be like, I'm outside. Don't even be outside. I'm probably be at the light. Still don't be ready.
But no, but, like, even if I text you at the house, like, don't be like, all right, let me go get my thing. I'm coming out. No, you should be walking outside with your stuff in your hand. You gotta lead him. I almost left John for real.
I guarantee you, he'll be on them steps. Like, you said,
the next time John was coming right outside. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'll pull off in a minute.
A few times.
Listen,
like,
John, listen, even man, Matthew,
we're not gonna have
like,
a session bashing
even.
My
man's,
bro.
No, we're not just talking about John.
Like, when I pick up my friends or they wanna ride with me anywhere,
when
I'm ready to go and when I pull up, I'm ready. So it takes you 30 seconds. You ain't out there. All right, sis, you got your own car, so you can meet me there.
I done left her plenty of times. I done left Tiffany like walking down the street like you wasn't ready. I left you. So
that's inconsiderate.
Especially if we're doing something like timely.
And if I'm going out of my way to come and get you,
thank you,
that really pisses me off. Because if I'm going out of my way to get you and I didn't need to even go that way, and you're still not ready, that's an even bigger issue.
So
So I choose like to pick people. What was the question? Yeah, that's just something to me.
I say a house because with a car.
With a car.
I mean,
I'm not picking
a car. Gonna be different. With a house, mm-hmm. you can have your privacy. How much privacy you gonna have in a car? How many different places can you park?
I don't need to have
I'd
no
rather
privacy
a man have a house. I'm not coming in your mama's basement.
Like, man, I would rather have a house than a car.
I'm not coming in your mama's basement.
You gotta rely on people. You gotta get an Uber. You
Uber
gotta get
and Lyft. That's here for me, bro.
I mean, that's money that you could be
saving. I hear
saving.
You, but I got a house, though. I got but, somewhere to stay.
Right, privacy-wise, you got more privacy with a man having a house. You're not going
to
get
that. Well,
car.
I don't know. I would just rather you have a car because I can't come get you every single
time. Well, then don't want to be with me. If you don't understand that's not the case. Right now, I don't have a car.
I understand right now, but if right now turns into 6 months, a year, 2 years, I'm not about to keep coming to get you. Like, what are you doing? Are you saving at this point? Like, no.
How
do
you
have a lot of responsibilities?
If you know
that he's saving. If you're doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong.
A house has a lot of responsibilities.
You got a year. You got a year.
No, a year is definitely well over long enough to save
well,
the car.
Yeah. I just can't.
But you talking about 6 months is not.
I just can't keep picking
months,
you up.
Done.
But
like,
no, I feel you though, because that's irritating, especially since I drive for work and then I gotta come
love,
and get you.
I drive all day,
right?
Every day.
What?
No, like, when Matthew, I would call, I said, oh, no, you're driving. Like, you could come get me. I'm tired. I've been driving.
Or you can even
I work at a car dealership.
Car.
I move cars.
Yeah,
I move cars all day, every day.
Oh, so y'all giving out
like
your cars?
You can drive
no,
my car.
When we go
y'all
out.
Y'all giving out cars?
No, but I don't even like that. Because after I go, after I pick you up and then we got to go out, then I got to take you back home.
Then
that be the issue. And then I got to still
got
to go back home. No, I'm safe. I don't do that.
You
can
sleep on
you better be safe.
That's the thing, though. He got a house. Y'all can have your own rooms. You feel me? Like,
I want
you to have a car.
You don't have to sleep in that man's room.
Now, if you have a car, but you like live like if you have like roommates or something, or you stay with your brother or something. Like, I don't mind that because I stay with my mom and sister. So who am I to be like?
That's different.
You gotta have like.
That's different.
But you have a car.
At least
I got a car. But I'm saying
if you live with other people that's helping you with rent, you need to have a car. Period.
Well, yeah.
I would prefer you have a car over a house because I mean you can
at least
live
match what I have, match
or
what
try
I have.
To
or
try.
Have.
I ain't gotta say you gotta match what I got, but at least let me see you
job.
Trying.
So you want to go in his mama basement?
I'm not paying
basement.
For everything.
He got a car. You going in his mama basement?
No, I'm
so
no. That's not what I'm saying.
I see the charger, but you in the basement. Or something.
Right.
That's what I see when I see
you got a Bentley truck.
You
got a Bentley
truck. Them the ones on Instagram flash the money.
And you in the basement.
And then you paying $600 a month for that charger. Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
And you can't get your apartment.
That's why you ain't got no crib. That's why.
I'd rather you drive
this girl
a hoopty.
You 35 in your mama's basement.
You won't get in a hoopty. With no heat, no air.
Oh. It's a car.
Hey, we gonna make heat.
We know. Me had a 35-year-old.
Before I got Big Red, I had Champion.
And he
it was
a
it was a Pontiac. A
I had a couple shooters.
I had Champ.
I definitely had some.
They get me from A to B.
And it had heat and air, but we went.
Champ.
Actually, this is my first car that's got air in it. For real, for real.
Yo, I remember my old car didn't have no heat for the winter time.
So. No heat, that's a different. I'd rather have
no heat.
I'd rather have no air than no heat.
Like my ex brother,
I got a
hair
windows
from
when
my car.
Windows
the
frosted,
windows
you can't do
like
nothing.
It was a struggle for like 2 months. He brought the little plug-in heater. Like, babe, we gonna plug? Yes, he went and did like put the water
heater.
On the one. Man,
well,
all
right, y'all got like, some friction going, huh?
You was so
get that but, de-icer.
That kinetic what? Energy. Well, all right.
All right, next question.
When did you and Corey break up?
When did who?
You and Corey break up. Because it is a rumor. It is a rumor.
She love calling names. Listen.
It's a rumor that y'all dated.
My favorite
rumor. I heard it. Me, and it's a picture floating around.
Me,
I'll make sure
no,
I put it on the video.
Brittany
me, it's
never
a picture. It's
dated.
Also a picture. Corey, can you please go on around?
She's talking about
me and Brittany
it is
have never dated. You out of line, bro.
You out of line.
But I got you. Say no more. Me and Brittany have
me
never
me and Corey
dated.
Never dated.
We I just
went
want
to
y'all
prom.
To set the record
he that's, went to my prom. Me and him never dated.
This, I just want you to set the record straight.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Where
okay.
did that go
I
from?
I got you, though.
He He can't get me on nothing. He can't get me on nothing.
Why do women think it's okay to say a
man
looks
good? No, don't try to threaten me. Hold on. I can, this is still my show. Because anything you can say, I can say it for myself.
Let me send you your questions back. You go ahead.
Send them back.
You out of line, bro.
If y'all don't.
I want you to. People have actually DM'd me that, bro. If you want to know.
Because you keep on saying it on her thing, bro.
I've never said that.
Yes, you have. This is not the first time. Yes, you've said something like that, bro.
Show me the proof.
Bro,
I don't know.
We've never dated.
No,
I'm calling you.
Twan is not doing
anything. Somebody found this, right?
That is my two people.
We've never dated. We've never dated.
I just want to try to clear it up. See, but I think we addressed this.
We did a long time ago.
Yes,
y'all I think I've never been on the show. Y'all have never been on the show together.
Okay, well, me and Corey never dated.
That's it. That's all I want y'all to do. Thank you.
Next question.
It's okay. Well, other rumors come up. I'm not going to let nobody else address them. Because this is the thanks I get for trying to let y'all just air it out.
I'm just wondering where these rumors come from. Like,
ask the two people that DM me.
Who be asking these questions, man?
People.
What they say. It's all dumb.
No.
He said.
When is a good time to meet the parents?
Ma'am.
When you,
is there a difference in meeting your mom and your dad?
Yeah.
With me, absolutely.
Yes. With me, no.
It's definitely
with me. Yes, it's a difference.
With a guy, yes.
With a guy, yes.
Yes.
No, it would have been no. It's no difference for me.
It's a difference because really? My mom, like, she get real attached to people.
Yeah.
So like even now, like with Matt, she just be like. She's sad too, and it's weird. I'm like, you wasn't in the relationship, but okay. Like, she's sad too, so she just be like, have you talked to Matt? I'm like, no.
Don't you hate when they hit you with the 21 questions?
Like, no. So my mom, she gets really attached to people, and not only that, she just like after she meets you one time, you meet my mom one time, like, you her kid, like, off bat, just you her kid, and she always gonna look out for you, whatever. But my dad, like, my dad, he that one person that you just don't want people to see in your family. I just really be trying, like, I try my best for, like, my dad and Matt not to meet. Because my dad, he ain't all the way there for real. And, he ain't all the way there for real. And he just, I never know what my daddy gonna say to you. Like, I never know. My daddy he don't think nothing he say is disrespectful or should be kept to himself.
Turn that in right there.
Podcast Detroit, I ain't did nothing.
So that's why it's a difference for me. Like, and I have to know for sure, like, this gonna be it if you meet my mama.
Man, I gotta watch him. My daddy might ask you for some money when you meet him. So
your parents ask me for some money when I'm. We'll never go out again.
Like, my mama, she's the same way. My mom, she would try to find the good in you. We break up. She'd be like, oh, but my biological father, if you meet him, he may on the low be like,
your hey, what?
Biological father. See, okay.
Oh,
because
you tripped me out when you just said that.
Yeah, my biological father.
That's
like, I don't talk to him.
That's
like,
what I
Demetrius, my stepfather, I pretty much don't even say stepfather. He's like my father. Amen. But my dad, no, he may sneak on the low. Like, I done had boyfriends tell me, like, hey, yo, your dad asked me for $20. Oh, you would never
That's
meet him again. You would never.
That's
so, none of my last ex, you would never.
Would
everybody knows you go. Like, literally, everybody.
Probably, it's going to be over after that.
Yeah.
Your whole family like that now.
I'm good,
bro. $20. Like, what? So, nobody really meet my father. They meet my stepdad, and he more like.
Well, at least they do that. My daddy straight looked at Matthew like, when you gonna let me have another grandkid? And I said, excuse me. Then he asked about our personal business. I was like, oh, you're reaching. Like, no.
I didn't even want to go walk
away. Like, let's get in the car.
I feel like you had the right to say something to him.
My dad said I would go off on him. And like, why would you say something?
It was like the person
like
didn't want to tell me because he knew the relationship me and my father had. So he was like, Brittany, I wasn't gonna tell you right then and there. I'm like, why didn't you tell me right then and there?
If you do not answer
the sky.
You don't
is lit, bro.
They blowing up the spot.
No, it's
he's
not
sorry.
They really need to
baby,
talk to
you.
Listen,
yeah, actually, put it on speaker.
Baby,
put it up to the mic.
Call him right now.
Put it on speaker. Put it up to the mic.
Nobody but work.
Bump this show. We want to get y'all back in love.
No, he got a lot of time to do that, but
yeah, what he got to do? What he got to do?
How did we just, Misha? You like switching?
Come
this.
Back.
Both of y'all are too much for me.
She's so annoying.
I want you.
You gonna keep saying
to show me the way?
Really.
What's the next question?
No, we got to finish this one. Everybody didn't even finish this one. So,
yeah, that's $20.
Yeah, never.
No, that would be, I'm telling you, I would never talk to you again.
I'd probably laugh.
It's their fault, but I would choke.
I don't know, I would be cracking up.
Because I'm never coming to a function again. I'm never coming to a function.
They going to rob you.
I'm never going to a
function. Well, I'm never going to a function if the food nasty. Because I'm spending it out in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I don't eat it.
Listen, I'm going to ask you. Is your mama food good? And if you say no.
I had to learn my
lesson.
I eat
before
we go.
I'll eat before we go.
I could tell Matthew mama can't cook because every time we would eat with her, she'll be like, oh no, we going out to eat. Okay, sis.
At least she's honest instead of trying to make you something.
I could tell.
She ain't trying to make y'all feel like she could
cook. I'll be like, sis, like, she'll like, what y'all want? I'm like, a home cooked meal, Matthew, a home cooked meal. Oh, we going to go out. Okay, whatever
at least
you say.
She's honest.
At least she honest.
I'm on your bill, sis. Okay.
So, what's a good time to meet the parents? How long?
I say,
when you ready?
After
a year.
After a year.
When you both discussed it, like, don't ambush me.
I say by 6 months, you know each other.
I've done that before to somebody.
Are we going to the park?
It wasn't like an ambush.
It was the worst
though.
In you. I bet you won't do it again.
It was, oh, girl, the shorts.
I know. That's why I said I bet you won't do it again.
I mean, I would do it again.
It was awful. That was an awful.
Don't tell me we going to the park and then I'll just be like, who are these people? Oh, this is my uncle cousin.
No, but we had discussed it. She just had never really agreed to it. But we
so
definitely
you
discussed
it. And
she
was
talked
just,
back
but
to
did
me.
Did you
about
warn
it,
her
about
that
the day that
y'all
agreed that y'all was going
to
do it?
But you said we about to go over their house. Right now. Before she left, his face.
She had on some shorts.
But like
coochie
shorts.
Cutters?
Yes. Oh.
No. So you set her up because you already knew they was gonna go.
I didn't think that the shorts were that bad. Honestly,
her cheeks they were that
bad. Because you liked it,
right?
Her cheeks was hanging out.
Yes, it was that bad.
Her cheeks was hanging out.
This is a women's episode. We talking about
it was that bad.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
first
it was.
Of all,
his mind was bad. His judgment was clouded. That's all it was.
I mean, to him, that looks straight.
It looked good to him.
First of all, okay, whatever. Mommy.
It was that bad.
But when you discussed it as a couple, when you both agree and you both think it's time, and you know this is right, sure. You can meet my siblings. You'll meet my siblings before my parents.
So why is meeting parents such a big thing?
That's just like
thing. Like man. Why is
that's a big that's to me that's the same as you meeting my pastor. Like that's just it's that's so big to me. Like
hey.
You confirm
me.
Hey,
the girl that came over Corey house wasn't her meat out.
She a joke.
Was her what?
Her meat out. With her shorts. Wasn't her shorts like short?
Oh, the one who Corey brought to the house?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
a carry on.
She like, yes.
Oh, she didn't throw the name.
Like I said.
She's talking about, oh, you talking about.
It was bad.
It wasn't that bad, honestly. It wasn't as bad as they made it. It wasn't as bad as they made it.
We made it bad?
Yes. And then he kept on making jokes about it. That's what we...
Who is we?
Y'all
say my dad.
Jokes in front of her?
My dad. My dad. My daddy said a joke as soon as she got out the car. Or as soon as they walked up.
You said it.
What did he say, Corey?
I don't remember.
He remember.
Praise God.
He do. He remember. Then it got even worse in the house. It was his fault. Because all the women was inside. The guys went to go drop something off. All the women was inside. And we was like, oh.
I know she felt
nice. And then he wanted me to fix her plate.
This is...
He ain't even fix her plate.
Nope.
First of all, hold on.
She can't fix her own.
First of all, listen.
Thank you.
Listen to
Thank
this.
Thank you. Thank
listen
you.
To this.
Thank you.
I've never fixed my own plate at their house.
You haven't, Corey?
Never. Until recently.
You're a liar.
I've never fixed my own plate at
He's
their house.
He's a liar.
Every time I go, they tell Misha
You're
to make my plate.
You're supposed to impress
plate.
Her.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't make my plate here. I'm not going to make your plate here.
Corey, you Corey. Live there, bro.
I don't make nobody
But this is your guest that you brought.
But listen,
Thank you.
I'm Exactly. This is a guest, so I'm not going to send her into the kitchen to make her own plate.
Right. You're totally so right about that. So you should have made her plate.
Can she make a plate?
Okay.
So That's he should have made her play.
And Misha just, no, I'm not making her, like, just going off, bro, like, dang.
Yeah, that's, I can see it.
I did do that, because I was so offended. Like, I was appalled, for real. Like, why would you sit there asking me that?
So what was she doing? Like, was she just
She didn't do
there?
Nothing. She was cool. She was just chilling. She didn't do nothing.
She's
did you
nice
talk
girl.
To her after that?
Yeah, we was kicking it for a minute.
She's a nice girl. I mean, I don't really get to know her, but.
She was uncomfortable. She didn't like what she
he
had.
He made her uncomfortable. First, by letting her wear that, because she said she didn't know that she was coming here. She told that to us.
See?
She knew.
You set her up. It was
and somebody,
I didn't set her
and
up.
Somebody
I didn't
there,
think about
they
it
didn't like each other. So that's what also made her uncomfortable.
So you put her in
And he knew that.
No,
you
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Position. How you going to say I knew that? I didn't know that.
So you put her in a weird position.
Why she knew that.
Why don't they like each other?
Because of the best friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's ignorant. But, like I said, I've never made my plate. So, me asking her to make her plate wasn't like, oh, Misha,
you
make this plate. It was
stop.
Like, oh, Misha, he make this plate.
You
plate.
Have made your plate, Corey. You
I
go in
it,
a refrigerator
bro.
All the time. You go wherever you want to go in that house,
Misha,
except for upstairs.
I do not make my own plate, bro. Until okay. this last holiday. What was that? July 4th of July? That's the first time I've ever made a plate in that house. I swear.
You're lying.
I swear.
Never, Corey?
Never, Misha.
We've been there 10 years. In 10 years, you
I've never made a plate.
Okay, just say you forgot.
No, Misha, I've never made a plate,
head,
bro.
I see it in my head. If I could do a screen.
Brother.
Either moms make it, you make it, or if everybody's there, Godmommy will make it, or Trisha will make it. I've never made my own plate.
Okay, Corey. We're going to agree to disagree. Because I know you made your own plate.
Okay.
Before.
So we've wasted 30 minutes on that.
Because he's such a liar. He's a liar.
So,
he's
next
a
question.
Liar.
Next question. What is the approach a man should take when dealing with a depressed situation? Like, with his girl? If his girl is, like, depressed or she's bothered by something, what is an approach he should take?
I feel like he should be cautious on what he says, what he does. Talk to her. Ask her how she feel. A lot of guys don't ask you how you feel. They just, oh, well, you got an attitude, but you never ask me how
Baby,
I feel. You never
ask
me
attitude?
What's going on.
That's funny? What is so funny about that?
What you say every month?
He laughing. What is so funny?
I mean, guys don't have, I can't say all guys, but most guys don't have that sensitive bone to be like, you know, like, I'm like, all right, I'm having a bad day. Why are you having a bad day? What's wrong? They don't do that.
Here's the problem. When I ask you what's wrong with you, don't say nothing.
Well, yeah, a lot of us do say that.
You're going to say 10 nothings before you say anything. Yes. And that's the problem. I'm not going to ask you 11th time.
Well, some people, well, like with me, because I do that sometimes. It's just like levels to people. Depression or their mood of when they get in that state, like in the beginning, I kind of don't want to express it because I'm still trying to grasp it and process it myself to the point where I'm trying to understand it.
So
if I try to bring it to you,
let's say, give me a couple of days.
I'll say, you know, I'm not ready to talk about it right now, but I don't know.
You're still trying to process it in your head. So what are you feeling? What you're going on? I'm going to tell you
but
when I know what it
is.
Right?
It is something though, but it's something at the moment.
But I don't know what something is.
You know what, babe? I don't even know. Just give me a day or two.
I'm gonna feel like I sound retarded.
But at the same time, you got to know your mate too. You got to know your mate. You got to know. Like,
you
if somebody messes with me,
they
know I'm
that.
About to ask you right away because I know you're going to have a funky attitude.
Exactly. By knowing them, you could just tell, like, just by their posture or how they just walk into the room.
Right,
you could just tell, like,
So that goes with you saying they don't even care to ask you something like I care, but I know my woman enough
but
to know that. But
if you know,
right?
You know her. You know she need a cool down period. A lot of guys don't get the time. They don't take the time to know somebody to say, "All right, she need a day or so."
They just come in.
Would you put her back? Let me give her something that's gonna make her happy and feel like she comfortable. Want to talk?
What?
I didn't mean it like you're that. Sick. I meant like I like Superman ice
nothing.
Cream.
I'm not giving her nothing. She gonna tell me what's wrong with it.
I'm just saying. Know how to comfort
would
your
you
mate.
Go to therapy with your girl?
Definitely.
Okay. It
hold
depends.
Her hand while I'm in there.
Oh, God. It depends.
No.
The minute she get to talking about me, though, we gonna have to exit.
It depends. Because
you know you're coming up.
It's patient confidentiality.
It depends on what you want a therapy for and like.
Uh-oh.
Look at you. You all right? Then, like, it depends on what you're going to therapy for. And then it's just like some things, like, I don't think that that's my place. Not saying I don't support you, but
if she wanted
I support
me there,
you
I
100%.
Yeah, if she wanted me there, I would be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't try to go be there with you. Like, just try
I feel like
to.
People know.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're going
to
get your whole what you need to get if I'm there. Like, you can't open
maybe
up the
it's
way
you.
You want to. And it may be me, so I don't need to be there.
Maybe she want to express her feelings.
I guess.
It could be you.
Group therapy.
I'm going to bring a therapist in here one time.
Anybody else want to respond to that question?
What was the question?
How should I approach a depressed situation within my group?
Oh, approach it as gentle as possible. Just be gentle.
But you gotta kind of be smart to know what type of depression is that person. There's different levels of depression.
Yes.
If it's extreme and you're not equipped for that, then maybe
you might need like help.
Backwards.
We're trying to help.
But
her.
Then I look like the person that left you when you was down.
Well, no, stay by. Don't leave.
Well, no,
her.
Not like that. But
just
you should try to get her some type of help, because if it's just to the point where you feel like you can't even get up out the bed,
that is
kind of like,
weird.
Because like,
if they break up and then she kill herself. And he gonna be feeling
gonna
that
feel
guilt.
Guilty.
Ooh, yes. That's deep.
Oh, I know that a girl who deep. Told her dude she would kill herself if he don't take her back. And I was like, you're doing too much. Because she's actually doing too much.
Some people do that for
attention.
That's
for attention. You're gonna have to make a lie. I'm gonna have to find out that it's not for attention for me, because I'm gone.
Need you
ain't about to tell me.
Girls do stuff. That happened. My ex called me before when I broke up with him, like, I'm about to jump in the river if you don't take me back. I said, okay, jump. And he had the phone to one of our fans. I said, did he jump? He was like, no. I said, okay, bye. Like, because he wanted attention. But some people, they get so depressed, they're like, I don't even got the energy to
get
up
out
of bed.
Just recently, old girl killed herself when her girl died. I'm not sure how her girl died, but she went and jumped in the river.
She went
and jumped in the river.
Wow.
On Facebook.
But you never know. Like, you never know what a person is going through. And a lot of times, people don't take the time to see what they're going through.
Right.
Like, they be like, oh, you going through? I'm going to leave you alone. Instead of being like, all right, I'm going through. I'm going to be a good friend.
But y'all just
right
said
here.
Y'all want y'all time. Y'all want y'all space. Make
different,
it make sense.
But you got to
approach different people different. Like, everybody is different. I might be there. I'm going to be different from Misha. I'm going to be different from you. You know what I'm saying? We not all the same.
Right.
You got to know how to approach that person. You got to cater to that person. Like,
especially if you know, like, that person, like, is mad sensitive, or they just defensive off the bat. Like, you just got to know how to approach somebody like that. And then you got some people that just really shut down. You got to be aggressive. Like, no, what's wrong? Because it be them people that show the signs of depression to the point where they are suicidal.
Yeah.
And you just like, oh, I didn't know. You knew. And then days later, the person has committed suicide. Like, not aggressive, like, down their throat, but you should just really, that's why I just say,
just
check on everybody. Like, don't,
yeah,
like, on. I mean, I don't want to say I don't believe when people say they're good, because I don't know, I got to make sure you good, because I don't want
you
to tell me you good Tuesday, and then Wednesday, like, you go,
say,
like, I just really,
friends,
yes, check on everybody.
That be going through the most.
Yes. Send a little
check
text
on everybody.
Okay.
Robin Williams was the funniest man on this earth,
you would never know,
and said that when he would go home, he felt so alone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Within movies,
he was
like,
that's debatable. He was funny.
He was funny, and everybody hated Chris
As a Caucasian man.
I mean,
him and Jim Carrey. Him and Jim is like, they hate him.
Everybody hates Chris.
She done.
No, he was definitely funny.
He was definitely one of the funniest. Like, he was a part of people's childhood. And, like, for him, for people to go in his journal and read his letters, for him to just say he feels so alone, like, he make the world feel like this, and nope, and he don't feel that in return. Like, that's
and
sad.
He told his family though, like
they
that,
had a that's recent crazy. Interview.
He told his children
that he was crazy.
And they just ignored the signs. Like, okay, daddy, it's whatever.
That's crazy.
It's mm-hmm.
Forgive me, but nah, I'm not even going to say it.
No, say it. Nope. No, say it.
See, he just like the ones that...
I hate people start up the sentence and they don't want to finish.
Right, that's irritating. Say it. You ain't going to care.
No, I'm saying you rich. I mean...
That don't mean
money can't make you happy.
But money not keeping you warm.
It can, though.
Money not keeping you warm at night.
That the money didn't make him happy.
Oh, that was him. Give me his money. And it make me happy.
You think it will.
No, I
feel like it'll make...
It's going to make me 60% happy.
60?
But it can make you tolerate... It'll help you tolerate things.
But think about if you... Think about if you got cancer.
Hey.
I'm not going to be happy if I got cancer, but I'm rich.
I'm going to live these couple days up.
Oh, Jesus.
To the best
I just watched that interview with that guy that they said that doctor that can cure cancer and all that, that Nipsey's going to do.
Dr. Sebi.
I want to try some of them herbs. They seem convincible.
Convincible or convincing?
Convincing.
Okay, we got Brittany 1 and Brittany 2 in here.
Chill out. You straight said convincible. That's a word.
It sounded right.
It's okay. Yeah. I've been there before.
But it's okay.
Do y'all have a problem with your mate looking at other people while y'all together? Like,
no, I'd be like, dang, she got a fatty.
Okay.
I look too. No.
Do y'all look in front of y'all?
Sure do.
I do, but he'll never see it.
Sure do.
He'll never see
it.
Oh,
he fine.
You sure?
I might slip and be like, oh, he fine. If you're going to be in your feelings, you're going to be in your feelings because you're walking with me. That's you with me, so it don't matter.
Listen, 9 out of 10, we both looking at the same thing. Okay. So.
Wait, I hope you're not looking at a guy.
I look at everybody that walk past me. Like, it's just, I just look at everybody. Like, everybody. And, I mean... If you look at a girl, like a female, I mean, okay, you're looking at her.
You're not
walking up to her trying to get her number to take her home. Like, I mean, I don't think it's nothing wrong.
You'd be mad if your husband asked you for a threesome?
Yeah.
Husband, that's the question? Nah. But go ahead.
Husband, like, well, husband or boyfriend, like, yeah. I mean.
You'd be mad?
I wouldn't be mad, but I'll for sure say no. I'm not insecure or nothing, but I'll say no.
If it wasn't the scene, I would do it. Why is that so funny?
I said,
I am not.
Oh, my God, bro. Jesus. This dude is hilarious.
Okay.
Man.
Who you calling the dude?
You.
Chill on me.
You.
I would.
What?
Would you? What was the question, Misha?
Oh, you don't know. She don't know the question.
Oh, would you be mad if your husband asked for a threesome?
Oh, it's not gonna happen. That's one thing.
I wouldn't be mad. Like,
I wouldn't be mad.
Get out. Like, I'm not.
I'm just gonna tell you now.
Like,
nah. But then again, it depends on how serious he is about it. Because because some guys want something so bad, if you don't do it, they're gonna do it with somebody else. So it don't matter. They gonna get it.
Oh, Jesus.
That was your question.
Yeah, you hot.
So is that something like
what would you do?
Like you say, you're not getting in a relationship. You go out and get it. Would you be mad about that? Are you gonna be back with him? Like you said, if he's not getting what he needs in the relationship, and he goes out, like he go cheat.
You gotta have boundaries. You gotta have boundaries. And if you gonna do it like that, we gonna discuss it. Like no,
discuss
negative. It's not gonna happen,
Misha.
Discuss what?
Your question.
Your
what
question? If your husband gonna go, why don't you have a threesome?
Because you're not gonna do it.
She said she would. I did not.
You said if it wasn't a
You said would I forgive him if he went.
No,
if he did it. Oh wait, what's the question again?
The question.
The original question was your question that you asked.
Oh, she done forgot it.
Oh, I would. No. If it wasn't a sin,
look, so she would.
But since it is a sin, no.
Okay. No. With somebody else. Would you?
I'm
gonna
get mad. Yeah.
I mean, because then that's two girls right there. Like, that's a whole other right. two girls. Like,
then we both got to suffer.
No.
We got to suffer together. We both can't do it.
We got to have boundaries.
Yeah. Mm. Is toys a sin during marriage?
During marriage.
You're married.
Whatever. You can, what happened, like, in the bedroom, like.
You can do whatever you want. Your husband. Whatever
but then, want. Then I can have a threesome.
But that's considered another body.
That defiles a union.
I gotta look that up.
You bring another body.
What's the point of a union?
Yeah.
But the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
But, I mean, they had multiple wives back in the Bible. Like, they I don't sure
did. But she not. Like, but she not a wife. This a I'm one just time saying, thing.
Like, I can't marry more than one woman. Like, they really.
You know, that's some men still do that. Like, I know a man who's good in his 40s and he has two wives and they are sisters.
One of the doctors I used to work with, she has
two. They are real sisters.
And the Muslim faith, they
Muslim
faith, they have multiple. They are
like it's possible. Like you can, but I mean
that's their religion.
I wouldn't be able to.
The doctor, I know a doctor that does,
and you gotta be okay with it. Like they be living in the same house.
I can't deal with one.
They be living in the same house though. Like.
Everything.
I'm taking care of your baby. You taking care of my. What?
They had different days where they want to be intimate with each other.
Speaking of taking care of babies, what's up with females and breastfeeding other people's kids? Who? Why do they?
You know
that? That's not good.
I have a friend I grew up with. She don't stay in Michigan anymore, and she does that. And I'd be like,
that's not
to me.
Breastfeed somebody else.
So
I think it's disrespectful. I don't want to sit in my mouth.
Yeah, but then the parents be okay with it. But I be like, why are you okay with that?
I don't know who been on your titties, but I want my baby on your titties.
You got a whole
I hate
person.
That word. I can't
saying it. Like,
that and moist, sorry. I can't I do it. Moist. I can't do either one of them words.
Well, I hate
the way it sounds. I can't.
I don't want your breasts on my baby.
I'm going to say it to you every time. I hate
you. She like, don't say that word.
Moist.
I don't.
It sounds moist.
I said, what? What you think?
Well, all right. This is the studio live.
Y'all are the line.
You said what?
I'm just saying what the word.
Can you repeat? What is it?
What it sounds like?
I didn't hear what you said.
It sounds moist.
No, and that's not what you said. That's not what you said.
What
you,
no,
you said? Like, you said that's the girl. What? Huh?
No.
No.
Moist.
I thought.
He's a squirt.
But
it just.
Wait. Man, anyways, just, I hold my baby lips on your butt.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
What makes
and
you?
And I love
what
her
in
to
your
death,
mind?
Like,
what in your mind said, oh, it's okay
it's
for me
okay.
to do this?
But,
what?
But then,
first of all, if you don't have a kid, why do you have
to okay. The parents be okay.
Breasts,
with
like,
that. Yeah. And, but I mean. With these the body, like parents. As long as you, but these, the parents be allowing
these,
them.
These black people,
no, like
no these blood, black blood. People,
because they can't. No, girl. No.
Oh,
no,
I was about to say.
I don't think nobody.
No, they not.
She kind of scared me. I'm not even going.
Yeah, no, they not.
That mean you ain't ready.
But
for
they,
the
nah.
that's disgusting.
He ain't ready for the
no.
company. He ain't ready.
Nope. Yeah, no.
Pick a good one.
Do you have a problem with a man trying to live off you?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's not
if
even
if a man don't work,
you.
A man don't eat.
So, the question on here is simply, why can't man live off of women? I don't like that question, though. So
I don't
I
feel like a woman should live off a man. So.
Yeah.
When we they, about to be independent.
I think it was more to that. I think it was more to it. They were saying, like if women do it all the time, like basketball wives, like they ain't working. So what's the big deal if you famous or rich? Mm-hmm. Why? Like,
oh, so if she's rich, would you be okay?
Oh yeah, that's different.
But I mean,
that's
a lot of them women, they be having like six of your babies, being okay. at home with your kids.
Right.
So,
that's a whole job.
I just can't be a housewife, so I don't.
Yeah. And you know they collect the money, but I don't think we should live off each other. To be honest, like you gonna be independent.
I mean, if you wanna do, if you wanna pay for some things, you know, okay.
big thing through Facebook. They was asking, like, should a man buy and take care of a woman, like, get her nails and hair and stuff done?
Me and my friend had, a 3-day debate on the status about this. And I don't agree. Like, I don't think men should do it. I don't think women should do it. I feel like.
So what are we roommates? I got my own. So we roommates?
You don't got to be roommates, but you ain't got to be mooching off of.
But if everything just down the middle, like,
do you expect men to pay for your hair?
Because at that point,
because I mean, one of the things on Facebook, like,
I mean, if me and Matt have a conversation, or I just talk, and I'm like,
your hair costs $700 now.
Like, well, mine don't. If me and Matt just in the crowd, I'm like, I really want some curly bundles. Like, it's time I want some curly bundles. And he just be like, the next week, have them. I ain't gonna be like, oh no, right, return them. I'll be like, oh, thank
that's
you.
But some girls are saying that's not asking him, and him going out doing it on his own. Even asking and requiring are two different things.
If you're dating, you're not required to do anything from you.
Exactly.
And I think that's what it is. If you're dating,
I'm
requiring their boyfriend.
But if we married,
he should pay for my
and that's when you call her a prostitute.
If we married, I don't feel like we should be like, okay, mortgage.
True. Married, you said married. Married, I feel like that's this
because
different.
At this
married.
Point, I'm not. It's not a ask. Like you.
If
you
we're married, like, oh, we know what works for us. Right. I feel like.
Right. So if you want to do 50-50 or you want to take care of this,
I feel like that conversation is to each his own. Like whoever is whatever works for you. Like, I met females that
a joint bank account.
Oh, no, it's got to be three, at least three.
I want three.
You got one, I got one, we got something together.
I know, for sure, my mama got
But y'all want, but he won't know I got a separate one, though.
Oh, no, it should be. So you're going to have four, you're going to have another one.
Yeah, because my mama definitely.
Or he think we just got this joint one.
A secret.
I don't even think it's a secret. I just tell him, like, I got my own bank account. Because
if I
want to
leave him, I'm good. Deuces.
I mean, you can.
First of all, I'm not getting married thinking about leaving.
No, me neither. Like, once I'm in, I'm in. I don't believe in divorce.
You signed the prenup.
Really?
No, me and Matt had argued for a month about
you're signing my prenup, period.
He like, I'm getting a prenup.
Unless it's somebody that I've known that I don't know is going to be
not signing a prenup.
But you don't. But you don't.
I would never sign one. And I would never
sign
one.
People change. That's the thing.
Just be like, oh, this is just a case. Like, I don't know. I feel like
it is. People change. People change.
Don't marry me then.
People change.
My longest
but you say that now. Because
you know that that's a possibility, period. Like, it can happen.
You get
what
I'm saying? That's in the back of your mind. The whole marriage, like, oh.
That's like you being with a that's like you being in a regular relationship. You don't think that chick going to be crazy, but if you marry, now you rich. You're a billionaire. Now, and y'all got a kid. Y'all got multiple kids.
I'm going to give her something anyway. Yeah. It's just life. Like,
she entitled more because I done had your kids. I done been here. I done dealt with your mess.
Because the one way ex-wife, she's still taking him to court. Oh, somebody, I need more. Like, girl, y'all kids.
Oh, them basketball
first
chicks. Them baby mamas. Them basketball baby mamas.
First things first. I got custody of the kids. So what do you need?
I hate her.
They out of control.
I hate her.
Blake Griffin paid what? $400,000 a month or $400,000 a year or something like that? In child support. $400,000, that's a whole
custody of our
a
kids.
Month.
Why would you pay you child
that a year?
I think he pays it a year. It's $400,000
a year. But he got custody of his kids.
D-Wade got custody.
It's child support.
Because them kids be with his wife. They be with his wife. And like a lot of
them
kids.
Yeah, be raising them kids.
And she's still collecting child support for him. Like, girl, you don't sit back.
Baby girl did a protest outside.
She taking child support for herself.
More money. Like, she only got one.
And that's the problem with child support, man. It's not always
for
the kid.
I feel like it's a lazy type. Girls lean on
child support. I understand that I should support my child. I understand that completely. But I shouldn't have to. I'm going to make sure you straight because you got my kid. Yeah.
I'm supporting you. I'm a catch 2020 though
it is
you I the reason why I'm gonna put you on child support is because I want to make sure you do that mug every month.
But here's the thing.
I won't have you on there right away.
I make a baby, but won't take care of a baby. So I do see why the girl will go and push child support.
The child support thing don't even always work out to be the better thing. Honestly, what we discuss
or what
we
pay. Yeah. Because then I'm paying it and you're not even letting me see the kid.
But then you got
it. When you got it in court, that's like she's... going against the law, yeah, not letting you see your kid.
And women, so, you gotta be okay.
But you got
if a man
females that should be like that though. My boy,
don't
going
not get
that.
Offended if a man asks you for a DNA test. It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, you we know to. You the mama, but we don't know if that's the daddy.
I really think they should give you a DNA test testing, when a child
his
is
baby
born.
Mama keeping his kids from him.
Yeah,
because he started dating somebody and he hasn't.
Yeah,
his,
man,
hasn't
what's
seen
up
his
with
kids
that?
Like Easter.
That's
yeah,
a
that's
no,
crazy.
Man.
Like she won't answer his call.
And then you got fathers that right. actually be wanting to be there, and then they
tell
like, well, you're not doing this, or you got
tell
a new woman.
Man, I really
yeah.
be
feeling
these females sometimes. That's why I say you gotta watch who you lay with, because these
man,
females,
what?
These so females. So but you should know who you lay with. You should know.
Come on,
you
what?
Know.
He felt that.
He felt that in his
heart.
But you look like my right best there. Friend. She thought her baby daddy was everything, but he left his baby on the porch.
Wow.
She called me at work, like, Brittany.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, literally, while we was talking at work, I get off at 4:00. I'm like, I'm going to come over. I'm like, where the baby? He like, he not here. You know the baby not there. I'm like, okay, I gave her an hour. She called me crying, like, Brittany, police at the house, everything. He left the baby on the porch, cold, crying, everything.
That's dirty. Wow.
And his whole thing was, because you won't let me see my baby. And it's not that he feel like just because he don't work and him popping over with a box of diapers, it's okay.
That's
so she took him down there to child support. He was like, okay. He got other kids. They got into it. She didn't answer. He left the baby on the porch.
That irritated.
And he has not called and said, I'd apologize. He haven't said anything. His whole justification was, you already knew what she was getting yourself into.
She didn't press charges?
Yeah, she going through it now.
She should.
See, man, I don't know. I got another thought about that, though. Like, so, even if all he do is bring them diapers over there, like, that's what he did. Like, that's something.
But
like,
this is the thing. I shouldn't have to tell you. That's the thing with her.
You shouldn't have to tell him.
She has to keep telling him, like, oh, you going to bring Jordan something? You going to bring Jordan something? Then he'll get an attitude and be like, well, dang, you know I don't got no money. It's stuff like that. And I'm like, okay,
she shouldn't
well,
have to tell him, but if I was a guy, I'm not going to give you money.
Nope.
I'm going to get what you need. I'll go get it. That's child support.
But that's the same. And that's why men don't like child support. That's the same thing.
You got to have a relationship.
With
nine
what?
Times out of ten, the reason why women put y'all on child support is because y'all don't want to be with them. That's mainly
every
what it
time.
Is.
See,
but and that's not
five,
child support, man. That's relationship support.
And he got five
that's
kids.
What I'm saying. The so reason why they go to court.
So she can have a hold
on you.
Exactly.
That's
the and that's,
only
a, and that's the problem with child support.
Okay, we about to be this big happy family. Then as soon as you say, I don't want to be with you or I want a DNA test. Okay, now I'm about to put you on child support.
And I don't
see,
think
that's
it's like
thing,
that with
her
all
thing
people.
Wasn't was to go through but child majority, support because she didn't want to go women, through child it, support. It, mm-hmm. But now she's pushing it. But I would never thought in my mind he would leave the baby on the porch.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's
sick.
You
don't want to
let you know you don't care about
your baby.
You don't care.
You know what could happen? She could have That baby could have walked away. Somebody could have took that baby. It could have been anything.
But she walking out like Jordan one. She's walking out.
Oh.
The baby's in the car.
That's something like the baby going to get up and walk.
She
was in the car seat. But that's the
bad.
Like,
man, no, I,
you don't care
it,
about
bro.
Your baby.
You don't care
no.
about like that yeah. baby didn't ask for anything.
That don't got nothing to do with the mama.
Yeah.
That got something to do with.
And she did file for child support. He got mad about that, but his whole thing was, and he told me that I know a way to get her. And I said, what does that mean? And he just said, I simply don't have to work. I know guys
yep.
now that say they
work.
Will not work
they
because
go work,
they don't
and they go
table.
Cut grass
and
all day, or they go and yeah,
the table.
Yep.
So
make $200 a week and yep. they good with that and they ain't got to get nothing up.
Well, and they was arguing and he left the baby on the porch.
Well, we gonna end it on what my dad said. He said, "Trisha, Misha, and Trisha, I got one grandbaby now. That's little Devontae. What do you know?
He called him Donovan.
Donovan. And that's the only grandchild I'm gonna have for at least 10 years.
Okay.
And keep y'all legs closed. I said, well, thanks, Dad, for the pep.
Clink, clink.
I said, thank you for the pep talk.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming. This has been the women's episode of Surviving
the Mind.
Was that
all the questions?
Thank you, ladies.
No, it wasn't. It's like two more out here. Oh, we got two more minutes. Go ahead, say a prayer, Misha. Say a prayer real quick for us.
Nope.
We're not doing that.
We're not about to start that.
Hold on one second. I don't understand this one.
Shout out to my godson. Rip my godson.
I'm going to read this
question. Technically, I was supposed to be his godmother, but Corey took it away from me.
I asked Misha.
See y'all next week.
I asked. Nope. She said we got minutes. She said we got minutes. I asked Misha first. She told me no.
Oh.
No.
Not true.
No.
Not true.
So I said,
not
well,
true. All right. Don't listen, nothing
I'm not going to force you to be.
He a liar.
You good. Wow. Thank you. Okay.